And his shoelace came off. And he took it. And he put it on top of this barrel of wine. And the shoelace, which the shoe was a shoe of a zav, had tumas medrus on it. So it's like an ava tuma. Now the shoelace that has a tumas medrus on it fell into the chavius. Vinitmas, and it made the chavius tumay. It made the wine inside of tumay. So that was the gzeirum. That's why the Mishnah says you're not allowed to carry a tumas medrus like a shoe, and on the other shoulder carry a barrel of wine of kochim. So Gemara says that boisa shura at this time when this story happened, Omru, they said over that hanoisi yasa medrus. If somebody is carrying medrus, somebody is carrying tumas medrus, means like here, case he's carrying a shoe of the zav, nizalocha noisi yasa truma. He's allowed to carry on the other shoulder and also on his back truma, providing about that they don't touch one another. But you don't have to be afraid one will touch one or the other, so you're allowed to. Avot lo yasa kodesh, but you're not allowed to carry kochim. Because of this ma'isa, the Rabbanu made gzera not to carry kochim. So Gemara asks, if this is the svar of such a gzera, so truma nami, it should also be us to carry truma. Like if you're afraid, if you're carrying like a sandal on one shoulder, it has tumas medrus on it, that's nava tuma. If you're afraid that on the other shoulder when you carry kochim, maybe the shoelace will fall into the barrel to matama the kochim, so why aren't you afraid the same thing for truma also? Avad, if the Yavat Tumah, this Medrash, touches the Trumah, Avad, the Trumah becomes Tameh. So why does the Mishnah say only a Churman Kochim and not a Churah by Trumah? So Mar says, Somani Rabbi Chanina ben Akivi. I tell you how Mishnah goes according to the sheet of, or is, Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva. The Yama that he says like this, Loi Ostro Ela Biyarden Uvesvino Ukamaita Shehoye. Like we'll soon see in Exerum. But his svar is, when the Rabbanan made gzera because of a certain story that happens, they only make gzera exactly what happened in that story. Like we'll soon see, by Yarden and Esrina, it was a case there where the Mechatis became Tomei, when it was on a ship going over the Yarden, so therefore the Rabbanan made gzera never to carry Mechatis in a ship over the Yarden. But the Mechanina says the gzera was only in a ship, and only over the Yarden, any other river, it's mutter, and any other type of a way, not a ship, is also mutter. You see, when the Rabbanan make gzeiras because of something that once happened, they only make the gzeira exactly what happened. See, here also, since the case was that a shoelace fell into the barrel of wine that was kochim, so the Rabbanan made gzeira never to do this with kochim. But by truma, you didn't have the mice, it didn't happen, didn't make such a gzeira. Rashi says, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia, whenever the Rabbanan make gzera because of something happened, the only make gzera like what happened, like that thing. The story happened by kochim, so they made gzera not to carry kochim near a tumas medrus. But by truma didn't happen, they did not make gzera by truma. What was this maisa? So the Mar Mahi, what was the Maisa? The Tanya would look like this. La Yisa Adam Mechatis, a person cannot carry. Mechatis, that's the water of the Mechatis or the Paradum, the Yeshud or the Paraduma that you put into water. It's called the Mechatis, that they use it to put on a person who has Tumas Meis. So you're not allowed to carry this Mechatis, the water of the Chatis, or else the Efer Chatis, if you have the ashes of the Paradum itself, the Efer Chatis, the Aviram Biyardin. You can't carry it and take it over the Jordan, over the Yarden. Over Svina, and you can't take it in the ship. You can't stand on one side of the river and throw it over side to the other side of the river. You can't let it float over the water. You can't ride on top of an animal when you carry the Mechatis. You can't ride on top of your chaver. El imken hayiraglav negas the karka. Unless your feet is mamash touching the karka. In other words, it's such a gzera that you can't carry the mechatis if your feet is not on the ground. Avo, what could you do? Ma'avira nagabi hagesher. If you want to walk over the bridge, that's good. Since your feet at all times is on ground or on dry land, that's all right. To go over the bridge, that's okay. V'yena choshes. You don't have to be afraid if you're walking over the bridge, even though you're not a mamish on dry land, but a kol puran, since your feet is on something, it's okay. Now the gzera was echad ha-yarden v'echad sharon horis. Were they going over the Jordan, or were they going over sharon horis? It all has the same halacha. There's one gzera. We'll soon see why they made this gzera. But they made a gzera not to carry mechatis over the yarden. Or who had been lavd over the yarden, over anything, any over type of water. Rabbi Chananya ben Akav Yoimer. Rabbi Chananya ben Akav says no. Lo yosu ela biyardein uvesvina ukemaisa shoya. They only made the gzera exactly the way the story took place. That you can't go over the yarden and you can't take it in the svina. Only a ship over the yarden, that's what's also to do. Now the Gemara says, my maisa shoya, what was this maisa? Why did the rabbanan make such a gzera not to carry the mechatis or the efer chatis, the efer of the paraduma, over a river? Why did they make such a gzera? Again, the machlokes is that the Tanakhama says the gzera is like a leplug. Any type of way of carrying it over the water, you can't do it. And the Chananya says, no, they only made the gzera exactly the way it happened. You can't carry it over in a ship and over the yarden only. Now, my maisa show you, what was the maisa that happened? The Yomar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Maisa biyod mecher. It happened once a story with one person. Shoyamavir mechates v'yefechates biyadin of a svina. He was taken in a ship over the Yarden. He was taken mechates, that's the water that has the ashes in it already, v'yefechates, even before you put the ashes into the water. Just the ashes of the paradum alone, they were taken and traveling with it over the Yarden. And it happened was v'nimtza kezayis meis tochuv v'karkiisa shosvina. And they found that on the bottom of the ship, on the floor of the ship, there was a kezayis of a meis. That's metama, and metama, these things came in contact with it, or else tumas meis, or tumas oil. It was over an oil, was in the same oil as this. Therefore, the efer chatis became tomei. So that was a meis, so that they once carrying this efer chatis on the ship, and because of the kezayis of a meis that was on the ship, it was metama the mechatis. So what happened was, B'yoseshur at that time, Amud Achon said, Lo yisa adam mechatis. A person should not carry the mechatis, the water, the yefechatis, not the ashes of the paraduma, the aviram biyardin basvina. And you cannot carry it over in a ship over the Jordan. So kids, it is the machloikis. The Tanakhama says, the gzera was not only exactly the way it happened, the gzera is a svara, any way of carrying the mechatis, not on dry land, it's usher. Any way of going over the river, any ocean, or any water would be usher. And Rabbi Chananya ben Akavi says no. When the Rabbanan make gzera because of something that happened, they only make the gzera exactly the way it happened. Like here, it's only usher to go over the Yarden, and only in a ship. So that's Chanel Mishnah also. When the Rabbanan made gzera, that by kutchim, you're not allowed to carry kutchim on your shoulders, and at the same time carry a tumas medrash on the other shoulder, the Rabbanan made gzera because it once happened the story, that the shoe that had tumas medrash on it, a zav's shoe, the shoelace fell into the kutchim and it was matamrit. So our Mishnah is like a Chananya, so we only make gzera for exactly how it happened. So therefore the Mishnah says the chumra only applies to kutchim and not for truma. Even though the svara should apply for truma also, if you're afraid that maybe the shoelace will fall off, or the trumas medrash will go into the barrel, so it should be the same gzera by truma also, it should be also. And Lamai, since it's only gzera because of the story that once happened, so according to Chananya, we only make the gzera exactly the way it happened, and not differently. Therefore, since the story was with kutchim, we only ask the kutchim and not truma, that's Pshana Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Iboilu, Abishayla. Sandal tomei, sandal tormau. That's very good. Our Mishnah says not to carry a sandal that's tomei. What about a sandal that's tor? So Rashi says like this: Iboilu, sandal tomei hod the armor to gozer olov shlo yisa kodeshimai. That's very good. That should be also because that was the story then. Now the person was carrying a sandal that had tumas medrash on it, and next to it he was carrying this barrel of wine that was hukdash for the nesochim. And the shoelace fell into the kutchim. So it's good that's also if the shoelace is tummy. What about sandal tormau? Migoz will sandal tor oto tummy aloi. To make a gzera huadim whenever you're carrying kutchim on your shoulders, make sure not to carry any sandal. Because if you start to carry your sandal, a tomatika sandal, we should be afraid maybe you carry a tomatika sandal. So maybe this is also part of the gzera. Weiter, Chavius Psucha. That's Pshita, that the Gzera then was, what happened, the story there was, that the barrel he was carrying the wine in was opened. But Chavius Dumamal, what's going to be in the case of a person has this barrel of wine, but it's tight, it's sealed, it's closed on top. So Hura doesn't pass the Gzera, now something will fall inside it. Or maybe still they made a Gzera, Stuma Ata Psucha. So more doesn't answer the Shailas. Ravilo Amar im Ova Vinosa Tommy. Not more says for it. Stumau. More does not answer it. Now another Shaila. Ovar Vinosa Mau. Let's say somebody did carry on his shoulders, on one shoulder, a sandal that has Tumas Medris, and on the other shoulder, the Kachim. What's the locha? And you know for sure one did not touch the other. So the Mishnah says you're not supposed to. But what's going to be if somebody did do it? Did the Rabbanan go so far to make a Tummy or not? So this is the Machlokes. Rabbi Ilo Omar im Ovar Vinosa Tomei. Yes, the Rabbanan went so far to say don't do it, and if you do it, it becomes Tomei. That's how far the Rabbanan did. Even though you know for sure the sandal did not come in contact with the kachim that's on your shoulders, but Lamaisa, the Rabbanan said don't do it, therefore the Rabbanan was Matamarit. Rabbi Zeru Omar Ovar Vinosa Tor. No, if you did carry both on your shoulders, and you know for sure one did not touch the other, it's not Tomei, it's Tor. The Rabbanan just says, look, Atchilo, don't do it. But if you did it, for the evidence, it's still Torah. Yeah. Right. Then the next Chumah, the Mishnah says, Kelim HaNigmor B'Tayra. If you have a Kli, a fork, that was finished off B'Tayra, that means from the time it was finished, or it was B'Yad HaChover, that watched it to make sure Tumah never touched it. So such a fork you're allowed to use for Truma, the Mishnah says, but not for Kachim. If you want to eat kachim, you can't use this fork. So the Gemara now, the gamrinu man, who finished making this kli? Eli, the gamrinu chaver, if a chaver, a talmud chacham, a person that's makpid nilchas tumah v'tayra did it. Lo malu tefila, why tag is a tumah? What do they have to put in the mikvah for? Even for kachim, it should be good. It's a chaver that watches it from tumah. Ela the gamrinu amorit. Ela may have to say no. The one who finished making this fork was not amorit. The Yamarit's finished making this kli. Therefore, we have to be afraid maybe it's Tomei. So Gemara says now, Nikmorim b'tayra korilu. So that's not Pshan the Mishnah then. The Mishnah says, Kelim on Nikmorim b'tayra. Kelim that were finished making b'tayra. If the Yamarit's finished making it, that's not called b'tayra. And Yamarit does not watch it from Tyra. So what are you calling it b'tayra? So Gemara says, so what Sukhur Kashri is, what's the case? What are we talking about? Gemara says, Omer Rabba Bar Shaila, Omer Rav Mas Nomar Shmuel, Liyolom Digamrinu Chover. We're talking about true that a chover, a person that watches this from Tyre and Tumam, he is the one that finished making the kli. And from the time it was finished onwards, he watched it that no Tumah comes in contact with it. See, if so, so it's a kasher, why is a Tumah for Kachim? Why can't you use it? Omishum Sinura the Amoritz Dinofo. We're afraid that maybe the spit of an Amoritz went on this kli, and the law is the spit, they have to be afraid the Amoritz has a din like a zav on him, and the spit that comes out of a zav has tumah on it, it's called, has tumas zav, it's a nava tumah, so therefore the spit can be matama the kli. Drashi, the shum tnur of the Amoritz, shema nitas aleha roik, mipi Amoritz, ke shechover oichesbo. When the achover is holding the fork, we're afraid some spit went on it. So Gemara says, the Nafal Amos, when are we afraid that the spit of the Amorites went on this kli? Ilay mo mekame de ligmure, if you want to say it came on before they finished making the fork, before it has a shame kli, before they finished making it, Freddy Gemara halav monahu. At that time it's not called a kli, it will not be makabal tumah. I don't care if the spit went on the kli. It's not makabal tumah, it's not a kli yet. Shrash halav monahu. Fulalatame the kach, it doesn't become tummy. There's a loch of kli if makabatumma. If it's not a kli, it's not makabatumma. El of the Gemara says, boss of the gamri. You want to say, after the kli was finished, now we have to be afraid the reik of the Amorites went on it. For the Gemara, no. You're telling me now, mizazorabu. If it's by a chavra watches it, he's very careful. A chavra, if a shteitzach watched it, that no tumma comes in contact with it. So why should you be afraid some reik went on it now? So Gemara says, Lielam, really the chashashins were afraid maybe Mekame de Gamri, that maybe the spit of the Amorites went on this fork before he finished making it.
and Tzvashver, the Dilma, so the Chur Akasha was beforehand, it's not Makabel Tumah, it's not called the Kaliyah, you have nothing to worry about. Gemara says, the Dilma may be Beidna de Gomrei Adayin Lechi. At the time when the Kli was finished, I tell you the spit is still on it. What happened was the spit came before we finished making the Kli. At that time, maybe he wasn't so miserable, he didn't watch it that carefully, because he figured anyway it can't be Makabel Tumah now. But we have to be afraid even the next few minutes, when the Chover finished making the Kli, maybe the spit is still wet, still on the Kli. And therefore, it's Tumah, as soon as it gets finished, it's called a Kli. And now, if there's still some wet rake, wet spit on the Kli, it becomes Tumah. So that's the Chash. That's what we're afraid of, why this Kli you can't use for Kochim. We have to be afraid maybe this Amras was a Zav. We learned the spit or the Zav itself that comes out of the body, it's only Tommy calls them and it's wet, but not when it dries up. So here also we have to be afraid maybe the Roik is still wet, still liquidy on the Kli, and therefore it'll be Metamer, it'll become Tommy. So, Kopon of the Mishnah's Madmashma Tfilin, Heroshemish Loi. All you have to have is just Tfilah. Just Kalem Hani Gemara Matayra. All the Mishnah says is Kalem Hani Gemara Matayra. The Mishnah says, Tzrich and Tfilah Lakaydish. That before you use it, you have to put it into the mikvah for Kaydish. Avalola Truma. For Truma, the bottom were not Machmer. But for Kaydish, all you have to do is just put it into the Tfilah, put it into the mikvah. So, Mars Madaik now. Tfilin, all you have to have is just the Tfilah. Here, Shemesh Lai, you do not have to wait till the night comes. If you table in the afternoon, you're allowed to use it right away, and you don't have to wait until the Here, Shemesh comes. So Morris says, Mas Nisin Lechura to like Rebbe Lezer. Our Mishnah does not come out good like Rebbe Lezer. Why not? It's now, but not like this. Shefeferes Shechot Cholachatis. Shefeferes like a pipe, a reed, that you want to use for a pipe. A reed, you cut it off now to use this for the chattis, for you want to store inside it the ether of the paraduma. So you cut off this reed to use for the chattis. So Rabbi Lezer Weimer Yitzful Miyad. As soon as you cut it off, right away put it into the mikvah, and then you could use it. Yitzful Miyad Rashi. Shekol Tashmishay Poro Asuyim Vekli Hamakabu Tuma Tunas Filo. Anything you want to use for the paraduma, that's a kli. That could be Makabel Tumah, you have to be afraid maybe it's Tumah and you have to put it into the mikvah. For Kodim Shem Shimshoi, Yishtam Shoben Lepora. And before come Terah Shemesh, you're allowed to use it. For the Pora, you're allowed to use it. That's your blood of the Alocha that says, Yitzvah Miyad, if you have this Shpeferis, this reed, when you cut it off, just be table it, and you could use it. We have Yeshua Oime, no Yitma. What you have to do is first be Metamarit. Make this reed become Tumah. Let us share it, touch it. The Yachakach Yitzvah. And then you put it into the mikveh and be toivel it. That's the case here. We'll soon see why we have to do it. Why you have to be metamorit. But our co-part in the morning says, Vavinimbo, we have a kashla, Vavinimbo, and we want to understand like this. The Chotchaman, who cut this reed off? Ilay Modachotcha Chover. According to Rabbi Lezer, it says when you cut the reed off, you have to put it into the mikveh right away. So who cut it off? Ilay Modachotcha Chover. If a Chover cut it off, so Chur Chava watches it from Tumah Batayron. Lomali Tfilah? What do you have to be table it for? Like before when it was growing, for sure it's not Tumah. If the Chava cut it off, he watches it from Tumah. So what do you have to be table it for? The yellow the Chotcha Amoritz. You have to say in Amoritz, cut it off. For the Gemara Boho, Lamer of Yeshua, Yitma of Yitvo. If the case is that the Amoritz cut off this reed, would the Yeshua say that we have to be Metamarit and then be table it? For Tumah Bekoi, like you don't have to be Metamarit anything more. That's the biggest Tumah there is. And Amoros was Becheska's Tumah. So if the Amoros cut off the reed, Havavi and them on, the reed is Tumah. So what do you have to be Tumah? What should Yeshua's Lashon of Yitamah? We have to be Metamarit. We'll soon see why. And then we'll table it. So it can't be that the Amoros cut off this reed. So what's the case? The Yomah Rabba Bar Shela. Omar Rav Masna, Omar Shmuel, Li'oilom Dechot Chachover. We're talking about now a chover, a person that's nizer in Tumah Vatayra, cut off this reed. He cut off this shveferis. Or mishum tzinura di amoritz de nofel. And the reason why we have to be toivlet now is because we have to be afraid maybe again there's some spit from the amoritz on it. So Mar says again, the Nofalemus, when did the spit fall on this, on the reed? Ilaima mekarme de latchilachatcha. If you say it fell on it before we cut it off, Fred the Gemara alav monu. At that time it was growing, it's not called a kli, it's not a pipe, it's not makabel tumi yet. V'yela boss of the chotchelim, why you want to tell me? It's after he cut it off. Fred the Gemara mizazoyebo. You're telling me now we're talking about that a chaver cut it off. Yeah, the chaver cut it off, a chaver watches it carefully. So you should not be afraid that maybe this rake from the Amoris came on it. So Mar says, like we said before, we have to be afraid that the spit of the Amoris went on this reed before the Chava cut it off. And at that time it wasn't so makbar, it's not makabu tumor at that time. But what we're afraid is, Dilma b'yidna the chotcha adayin leichi. But what we're afraid is now when the Chava comes to cut it off, the spit is still wet. And therefore, as soon as you cut it off, it becomes a kli. And since the spit is still on it, the spit will be matama, this reed. That's why you need a tefillah. That's turning your blessing. Yeah. So now, a case like this. Bishleim l'Rabbi Yeshua. I understand now, according to Yeshua. Hainu diyika kera letzduki. It's good. Why there's a heker for letzduki? It's a good heker right now for letzduki. What does that mean? Like, this is the reason why Bechlau, we're metamrit right now. It's not. We learned like this. Metamim hoyu es ha-koyin that served as a pora. The koyin that went to burn the pora aduma, the rabbonim made a heker, v'davka, they went to be metama that koyin. They made him touch the sheretz. They made him become tummy. What's a shiloh? What tumor they made upon him? But they made the koyin tummy. And then they made him go to the mikvah. And even though he's a tful yoyin, they did not wait till night time to have a shemesh. They let the koyin work with the pora aduma. What did they do this for? Lahaitzi milibun shal tzedukim. Just to prove to the tzedukim that they're wrong. The tzedukim, that they have to curse them. They dash in the psukim the wrong way. And they used to say, shoyoimrim. The tzedukim used to say, the me'urve shemesh hoysanatis. You should know the paraduma is only allowed to be done with people that if they were tumma, they went to the mikvah, and they wait till Harash Shemesh. They only have luck like truma, you can eat it until the Harash Shemesh. You have to wait till the night time. That's what the Tzedukim used to say. And the Lachr is not like that. The Lachr is that for Paraduma, even a Tful Yoim is allowed to work with it. So therefore, the Chomim Bedavka made the Kahanim that were working with it a Tful Yoim. That means they were tummy that day. And they told them, go to the Mikvah. And they did not wait to Harash Shemesh till the night time, just to prove to the Tzedukim that they're wrong. So that's the purpose here, why according to Yeshua, it's very good. If Yeshua says that you have this, if you have this reed now, we want to show the tzedukim the wrong, so we're going to go and be metamarit, we make a sheretz touch it, zlamish tamei, we put it into the mikvah, it's tor, there's no hair of shemesh, he didn't wait till the night time, we still use it, to show the tzedukim that they're wrong. So according to Yeshua, it's very good what he did here, to make a heker to show that it's different. El on the Rebbe Lezer, but according to Rebbe Lezer, like he says, Pshah now Mishnah, Rebbe Lezer, he's saying also. And now Mishnah again, it says this fork, this kli, that was Nigmar of a Tyro, the Mishnah says you have to be Tevlet, but you do not need Harash Shemesh. So you want to say now, our Mishnah now, Lechur is not like Rebbe Lezer. Why is it not like Rebbe Lezer? Because like this. Elul Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Lezer says here by the Zdukim, by the Paraduma, this reed that was cut off, all you have to do is just be Tevlet. And that's all. What's the tumor involved? That we're afraid maybe there was some right before from an Amoritz on it. So questions like this. If you want to tell me that this chash, that we're afraid on a kli, there's some spit from an Amoritz that before was wet, and it's still wet on it now, so it's tamei. If you tell me all over you need Harash Shemesh, but the Xerid is mamish real wet as right, so it's mamish tumah diraisa. And therefore the locher is, you can't use the kelim until after Harash Shemesh. So that's going to be the locher all other places. It's very good. Hainu dike kerul zdukim. It's very good here why this reed that you want to use now for the paraduma, Rebbe Lezer says all you have to do is just go and be tevlet. Because that also shows that zdukim they're wrong. Because all over Rebbe Lezer holds for this chash that is right, you're going to have to be tevlet and wait till Harash Shemesh to use it. That's Rebbe Lezer shita. So therefore, it's very good why over here, but it's stukim for the paraduma, he says you could use it right away, you don't have to wait to Harash Shemesh. So Mela, that would not come out like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah's mashma, that this kli, that was tumah from the reik of the Amoritz, All you have to do is not talking about paraduma mishnah. It's talking about truma. It's talking about kochim. So all the mishnah says, all you have to do is just be table it, and you do not have to wear teres shemesh. So mele that will not come out good according to Rabbi Elazar, like we'll soon see. Eli yamr, because if you want to tell me that the alma loy bin in teres shemesh, that really the din of our mishnah could go like Rabbi Elazar, that Rabbi Elazar would also hold all over. You do not need teres shemesh. You do not have to wait for that to use it, even though the Reich of the Amorites is on it. If so, my haker l'tzdukim ikah. So why over here is it good then? If you have this shfaferis, that tomei, because of the Amorites, so how could your blessed say, all you have to do is just be tablet, and you could use it right now? That shouldn't be enough. He should agree to Rabbi Yeshua that you'd have to be metamrit mamish right now. Because if you want to tell me for this tumor, stam of the spit of an Amorites, you do not have to use Harash Shemesh. So here they want to show the tzdukim the wrong, they're not showing them the wrong. Because that's the loch of this tumor all over. You don't need more, you don't need Harash Shemesh. Selamai, Reb Lez argues in our Mishnah. Reb Lez holds no, that this tumor of the spit of an Amoritz would need Harav Shemesh. Like in the case of our Mishnah, you cannot stand be table the Kli and use it right away, but you would have to wait till Harav Shemesh. That's what Reb Lez holds all over. So therefore it's very good. Here by this Shuferis that you want to use for the Paradumum, since we say just be table and use it right away, that shows the Tzedukim that they're wrong. Because really you can't use it right away. The fact we're going to use it right away, that proves to the Sadukim that they're wrong. So, Omar Rav says like this.